Blog Talk Radio.
Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Thank you for tuning in. This is Mary Hollis, the host for the next chapter of Widow Ministry. Yes, we have another wonderful testimony for you to listen to tonight. But before we begin, I would like to give some encouraging words until our speaker tunes in. It's coming from 1 Peter 5, the 5th chapter, the 6th through the 7th verse. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, though that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole, that means all of your cares and all of your anxieties, all of your worries and all of your concerns on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you. So just know that your Heavenly Father is always there, and he wants us to cast all of our cares, our anxieties and worries, whatever we may be about. We need to cast our cares to the Lord. One quick second, please. Hope that you can still hear me out there in radio land, like they always say. Until my caller calls in, just one second here. I'll talk a little more about burdens. Jesus said, come to me, all you are who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's coming from Matthew 11:28. Worry burden, need rest. Those words read like a repeated entry in a woman's daily journal. Most women feel they earn the right to be burdened. What else but worry could they be with all we all have to do? Jesus said that he would give us rest to those who are weary. He would lighten our loads, take one burden at a time, and hand it over to him, and then rest in place and peace that Jesus has our lives in the palm of his hand. We can always believe that we can cast our cares, our worries, our burden, and we can be at rest in knowing that God has us in the palm of his hand. But we must believe that he can make us be at rest, be at peace, whatever we may be going through. Our speaker tonight is Martha Jefferson. And I'm going to see that there she is. Okay, Martha, I have you on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Mary, and listening audience.
Yes.
My name is Martha Ray Jefferson. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be part of this teleconference tonight, this Tuesday night, October 28th. It is my hope and my prayer that my testimony will help someone else and that God will get the glory, because I realize only what we do for Christ will last. So tonight I'd like to take this time to honor the memory of my late grandmother, Mrs. Josemae Garrison Gamble, who would have been 101 years old had she lived, because she was born October 28, 1913, although she went home to be with the Lord on August the 1st, 1985. I called her Mur. I watched Mur when I was a little girl, about 8 years old, be a caretaker or caregiver to her mother-in-law. I watched her comb her mother-in-law's hair, bathe her in bed, and carry food to her bedside, and some days even feed her. At the time I was 8, I didn't realize that God was really preparing me for my future role as a married wife. Probably at that time, I didn't even know what the word husband meant, let alone know how to spell it. But something happened to me on Wednesday, June the 11th, 2011, around 11:15 a.m. I lost my husband. We had been married for 36 years, 22 months, and 3 days. And it's not a day go by that I don't think of something he did or said. So it was a journey that is long remembered. Lamar was a provider and a good husband. And even though he was stricken with MS, he was diagnosed with MS in 1977, 2 years after we were married, the times were medically challenged. He was really able to work all those years until April 1994 when he retired on disability. But during the last 2 years of his life, he became a bed patient. He had what we call progressive MS. And during that time, I really took care of him. I had to bathe him in bed, comb his hair, shave him, even carry food to the bedside. But he never lost his appetite, and he always had the ability to feed himself until that Wednesday morning. It was Wednesday morning, February the 9th, 2011. We had a devastating house fire, and I wasn't able to get Lamar out of here. In fact, I ran out of the house to try to get help, but the doors melted before I could get back in, so the fire department had to rescue him. Lamar stayed in the Greater Burn Unit from February the 9th through April 15, 2011, and then he was transferred to Emory to what they call LTAC, which was a long-term health facility. He was there from April 15th through May 31st. He had a massive heart attack on May 31st while going through dialysis, so he never really regained consciousness after that. It was 11 days before they took him off life support, and then I had to volunteer, join the ranks of widowhood because he passed away on June 11, 2011. I was devastated. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know really where to turn except to the Lord. And although we had been married all those years, I still felt that I was missing something, and I suppose so because I was missing my mate. But through it all, I know that God has kept me. He's kept me through it all. And in doing so, I realize that everything happens for a reason. And God is too loving to be unkind, and he's too wise to make a mistake. So for me, it's been a closer walk with thee. It's a storm. It's really a stern test of my faith, because without a test, there can be no testimony. See, you can't talk about something that you don't know about or something you have not experienced. James Bignon had a song out saying, "There's a blessing on the other side of the truth," meaning you have to go through something in order to get the blessing. So there I was going through. But I thank God for having me to go through. And going through, I came up with the Jefferson Stand principle. That's S-T-A-N-D. And it's a five-step program that I developed to keep myself motivated and encouraged. The first step is, I say S is for Savior. I say, start looking to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to carry you through, because he will never leave nor forsake you. That's Hebrews 13:5. I ask God to take care of me physically, financially, and socially. And he's done that. Physically, yes, I'm going through some health challenges. In fact, I'm battling heart disease. But I know the battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. Financially, I ask the Lord to give me enough money to meet my monthly expenses, have enough money left over to take a trip when I want to, and have some dollars left over to help somebody else with. And God has done just that. Socially, he has brought friends into my life, especially friends and the ladies in the Widows Support Group. I've met many friends through that group. They have been a shoulder to cry on and a pillar of comfort. And I remember the word says, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. And all means all, and that's what all means. And then I think about Philippians 4:19 that says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I've lived long enough to know that if God doesn't supply them, then apparently I don't need them. The T is for time. That is, take one day at a time. Time is important, but remember that a single woman has more time to serve the Lord than a married woman. So take time to get into the Word and read the Word, pray and meditate. So I find myself on a daily basis reading the Word daily, praying. I try to pray and read the Word prayerfully, carefully, and thoughtfully. And then I take time to meet new people. I reach out to others. I get involved with serving others. And I found out when you're serving others, you forget about your own troubles and your own problems. And no matter how hard your problems are, how hard they may seem, it's always somebody else who's going through worse and who like to trade places. When I lost Lamar about 2 years ago, well, I lost him 3.5 years ago, but 2 years ago there was a lady, Shadonna Stewart, who, now Lamar, I just lost my husband. She lost her husband and her son in a house fire because the car exploded with the husband and son inside. So she lost two persons. We all lost one. And then just recently in August, my neighbors, the Evans, Nina Evans and her husband, and well, her daughter, Diane Brooks, they were trying to save her husband, James, who was bedridden like Lamar, only he had a stroke. But Diane and Nina was trying to get James out of the bed, and all three of them perished in a house fire. So that's three people compared to my one. So you see, regardless of how much trouble or how much you're hurting, it's always somebody else is hurting more than you are. And I find comfort in the word that says, if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. That's James 9:8. And also remember, to everything there's a season, and a time of every purpose. That comes from Ecclesiastes 3:1. The A under the STAND principle stands for answer. God always answers your prayer. All he wants you to do is call upon him. I know Miss Mandy Walker, when her presentation a few weeks ago, said that sometimes God says no, sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says wait, sometimes he says slow. But either way, he answers our prayers. When I'm in trouble, a lot of times I say, Father, I stretch forth my hands to thee, nor the help I know. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from me, where would I go? Nowhere, Lord, but unto you, because I have nowhere to go but unto the Lord. And the A could also stand for anxious or anxiety. And the word in Philippians 4:6 says, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto the Lord. So a lot of times we don't have what we ask for because we forget to ask. Or we don't have what we want because we really forget to ask. I came up because I have heart trouble, and a lot of times I get anxious. And so I came up with a little saying for myself, and it's ha, ha, he, he. Anxiety is not going to get the best of me. So I laugh about that one, and that keeps me going. I remember Lamar, when he was living, he used to say, you know, Martha, laughter is good medicine for the soul. So you make sure every day you find something to laugh at or somebody, even if you have to laugh at yourself. So I find myself laughing at myself and making up little sayings that can carry me through the day. Now we're down to the end. The end is for new. As a widow, I start looking for new things. I got involved with new places. I sought out new people. I went down new streets that I didn't know what. I wanted to find out where the street led. But I caution you, only do this during the day. Don't try going down a new street at night. That's dangerous. But I would take streets that I didn't know where they led, just to see where the street led or where it intersected. In reaching out to others, I would reach out to new members in the church. I joined new groups like the Widows Group. I joined the American Heart Association. And in memory of Lamar, I became a more active member in the MS Society in for his memory because I had a little bit more time after his death. I even sought out restaurants with family members. And I found out restaurant like Old Charlie, for example, they have free pie on Wednesdays. So you can go on Wednesdays and get a free dessert. I was reminded tonight by a friend that the Ross Department Store, for those of you who like Ross merchandise, that they have a senior citizens discount of 10% every Tuesday. I wasn't aware of that until tonight when she mentioned that. So that's something to take advantage of. And what I guess I'm trying to say is find ways to take advantage of different things. Be willing to try new things. I can't wait till they finish the streetcar so I can go and get aboard just to see what it's like to ride the streetcar. I remember when I was a little girl, they called it the trolley car. With the rails in the street, and you had these big things touching on the wires. So history is kind of repeating itself. It's coming back in a new way, in a new thing, but it would be a new ride for me. The last part of the STAND principle is the D, and it stands for distress. You know, on bumper stickers, I often see, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Well, we all know distress is everywhere. It's in the schools. It's in the workplace, it's in the hospitals, especially during this Ebola crisis. It's in the home, it's even in the church. But it's not the stress, it's how you deal with the stress. So you can deal with the stress or let it deal with you. But the way I deal with it is I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's Psalms 107, verse 1. And through meditation and prayer, exercise when I can, I've found hobbies that I like to do, and I tell my friends, ask yourself, what are you passionate about? What is it that you like to do? What can you contribute to others? I heard Miss Margaret Jackson last week, my predecessor, who said that she likes to do a calling list, and she said the list was getting longer and longer, but she calls people up, and that's her passion. Sheila Coley, of course, we all know her, even though she's not a widow, but she's truly an asset to the ministry because so often she helps Mary with the different ideas and different things that we are going through. And as a team, the two of them make a wonderful team. And so I thank God for her because she has a passion for widows. So with this five-step principle, I say get busy living or get busy dying. Now, I recently told my cardiologist that I was going to be busy living or I'm going to try dying. Of course, he said, Ms. Jefferson, you a mess, but I that was just the way I believe it. But just remember as you go through what you're going through, and all of us are going through something. Somebody once said, we all have a story, and we do. Just remember, as you tell your story, think about the Lord Jesus Christ and get him involved in your story. And remember, yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is ready cash, so use it. And that is the end of my testimony. I have been praying today and during the week for the Lord to let self decrease and his word increase. I ask him to hide me behind the cross and let his words come forth. So I hope and pray in some way my testimony has helped somebody. And I'm just thankful to God because I really want him to get the glory. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Margaret, for that powerful testimony. I'm sure you touched everyone that's on the line about your testimony. And it is always a blessing to hear a different person to give a testimony because someone is going to really touch more than the other. And, Martha, I wanted to say a little bit more about you. Well, Miss Mandy and I went to an event that Martha was crowned queen for the month. Martha, what's the name of that group again? I can't remember.
It's the Golden Years Ministry of Elizabeth Baptist Church at 4245 Cascade Road. Reverend Dr. Craig Oliver is my pastor.
Yes, she was crowned queen for the month, and she was dressed beautiful with her crown. I took a picture of her and put it on Facebook. So if you have an opportunity, go on the Facebook under my name or the next chapter, and you'll see her in her beautiful attire and a crown for the month. And it was a wonderful event, and she had the place was no standing room. It was just wonderful. We just had a great time. The food was good and everything. And also what I would like to say about Martha is she is an inspiration to me, and I know many others that know her well. She's a go-getter. She doesn't let nothing stop her. She doesn't let her sickness stop her. She moves and go places more than I do. And I thought I was busy. But she needs me. There's a little echo there. She really gets around. And she takes everything in the car. She has everything that she needs with her while she's traveling. But I just admire her for her. I mean, just not to sit back and dwell on her sickness, on her loss, and she just goes out there and just do God's will, just blessing people with her beautiful smile and just her strength that she has. It gives you strength when you think that you are going through something. You just give her a call or when you see her somewhere out there. It gives you that inspiration to want to continue to keep on doing, just keep on and keeping on. And I just thank you, Martha, for being a part of this ministry. You are an encourager to me. You always call me and check on me, even though that sometimes you're not doing well. You will take the time and check on me and also and give me compliment on things that I do, and that gives me a lot of encouragement to continue to do God's will, because it's good to have someone to say something nice about you, and because that does an encouragement. Because sometimes you're down and it doesn't seem like no one maybe is thinking about you, but you always seem to call and check on me and seeing and then giving me advice too, and I do take it very you know, dear to my heart, because it has been a blessing to have you a part of our ministry. And thank you again for this wonderful testimony, and I'm sure that you've touched many out there. And anyone else that would like to come on the air and give a testimony, all you have to do is call me, and I will give you that opportunity. And even if you want to share something else other than a testimony, something that will encourage others, or just share some knowledge and information that we will be able to use, because there's always things out there that we don't know of, and that can be good information for us all. We are going to have another guest next week, November the 4th.
November 4th.
Uh-huh. It's not going to be a testimony, but we're going to have a special guest. I'll tell you more about her next week. I don't have all of her, all of the information about her, but we will be having another special guest. That is Election Day. So just knowing that, just because it's Election Day, we're still going to have the show. I'll be working at the polls, but I should be able to get home in time to put the show on the air, so we can hear from our guests. But we have a few more minutes. Anything else that you would like to add, Martha?
Well, I just want to say that thank you so much. The Next Chapter Ministry has truly been a blessing to me. I found you all to be a pillar of strength. It's a shoulder to cry on, and you all are a source of comfort. I've also enjoyed the travel. You know, I've only been a member for about 2 years, and I've had a chance to go to Savannah with you all, and this year, Panama City. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the Valentine dinner party that we always have at your house. I thought it was wonderful. And the Creative Canvas this year, I think, was just awesome. I truly enjoyed that. And then this past September, of course, we celebrated the 11th year anniversary. And I thought that was a very good, in fact, it gets better and better each year. And, of course, in December, we will be going again, I suppose, to the Stonecrest Mall for the breakfast. Well, we have been asked usually to bring a shoebox filled with goodies, a shoebox filled with toiletries wrapped to be donated to a shelter, a designated shelter. So I'm saying all these activities, since I've been a part of the ministry, I have truly enjoyed. And just being a part of it has been a blessing. And had my husband not passed on, I never would have come in contact with the Widow Support Group. So I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it that through his death, I was able to meet a group of people who knew the Lord, who could carry on in spite of their losses. So, again, for me, it's been a closer walk with Dee. And I just thank God for the test of my faith, because, again, without a test, there can be no testimony.
Exactly. And we're going to end by encouraging each widow that have not given me their testimony to be put in our book. Please start writing and get to me, get that story to me by the end of November. That is going to be our last date we're going to begin, whether it's going to be a small little pamphlet, a book, or whatever. We need your testimony in that book. So please be encouraged to do that, because each testimony is going to touch someone else's life. And as we keep meeting new widows, we need to encourage them like you have been encouraged. And have a blessed week, and just know that God loves you, and he wants you to cast all of your cares to him, because he cares for you. And the Next Chapter Widow Ministry cares about you also. Be blessed and have a great week. and tune in again next week, November 4th, for another special guest from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week.
That is blessing, no more stressing.